Father of creation, the covenant God who spoke a blessing to the nations, we weep anxious tears, not only for Ukraine, but also with a foreboding fear of what may be. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Father of creation, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, within the storm of war, we long to hear afresh the words of your Son saying, "Do not be afraid." Within the storm of war, we long to hear the words of your Son saying, "Be still, the war is over." Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. And so we pray for Russian soldiers to lay down their swords, for tanks fueled by violent intent to stop in their tracks, for missiles and bombs to fail to detonate. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. We conspire with compassion and hope against hope for the cessation of violence and the flourishing of peace. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. And so we pray for the hurt and the wounded, the scared and the brave, for Ukraine and Russia, for mercy and grace. And so we pray for world leaders, those fleeing for their lives, those moving at the command of the violent warmongers, for mercy and grace. We conspire with compassion and hope against hope for the cessation of violence and the flourishing of peace. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. And so we pray against nuclear threats, against the trigger of terror and the barbarity of man. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Father of creation, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son said to love our enemies and lived and loved with self-giving sacrificial love. May we too, whatever the cost, be those who are blessed for making peace. God, our refuge and strength, bring near the day when war shall cease and poverty and pain shall end, that earth may know the peace of heaven through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.